The scripture reading tonight is from Ephesians. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10. Ephesians 2, verse 3 through 10. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging in the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 through 10.
I want to look at a few verses that John just read for us in Ephesians. So if you want to open there, we'll spend most of the time there. In verses 4 and 5, it talks about God's great mercy and his grace and his love for us. And then in verse 5, it says, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace have you been saved. In Romans, it's stated a little bit differently, but basically the same. Romans 5, chapter 8, it says, but God commands his own love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The things I want to notice about this, that I think it's important, is that we notice that God loved us before we ever did anything. Not only did he love us, he did something for us. He gave Christ for us. We also notice that God's works for us, as mentioned, before our response to God. This is opposite of many religions which teach man to do his works in order that God might respond to him. And, of course, we see this attitude in the Pharisee in the Luke chapter 18, if you want to turn there. Luke chapter 18, verses 10 and 11 and 12. It says, two men went up to the temple to pray, and one was a Pharisee, the other was a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. We'll go ahead and finish that part. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalteth himself shall be humbled, but he that humbled himself shall be exalted. The Pharisee in this example that Jesus was giving was expecting God to respond to all his good works. He mentioned several of the things he did. He thought that God would respond to that. If we have that work response attitude, we will never have the full relationship with God that he desires us to have, nor will we enjoy the riches that God wants to bestow upon us, the riches in Christ described in the first three chapters of Ephesians. The whole book is interesting. The first three chapters talks about the riches of Christ. The second two chapters talk about our walk. And then the last is our warfare with the world and the devil. So the first thing, though, is mentioned is the riches. And sometimes we're looking at the walk before we realize all the things that God has done for us. We will never know Christ's love in Ephesians, as in Ephesians 3:19, where it says, and to know the love of Christ with passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled unto all right fullness of God. Our works are always going to fall short. If God if it's God, and it's God's works that matters. Our works are our response to God's love. We should be trying to get we should not be trying to get God to respond to us. God has already shown His love to us by giving His Son. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God is the initiator, and man is the responder. So many times, man seeks to reverse this order, making man the initiator and God the responder. And I have talked with people about becoming a Christian, and some of people think, I know they think this way because I've heard some of them say, I can't become a Christian, I'm too bad, or God can never love me or forgive me of all the things that I've done. But that's not the case. That's not the gospel. There is no good news in that. The gospel is that God is the initiator. God so loved the world that He gave. And man is a responder, not the initiator. John tells us in 1 John 4:19, we love Him because He first loved us. That leads us to the walk that Paul talks about in Ephesians 4:5. This does not give us the right to respond just any way we want to. We also read in 2 Corinthians 5:14, the love of Christ constrains us. We are responding to that constraining love. So any works that we try to do for God that does not come from the response to God's love is unacceptable. Now, what I'm saying here is any works that I try to do to gain favor, or any works that I try to do to gain merit or gain points, to gain righteousness, is of no avail. It is the works that are our response to God and His grace and His love and His goodness to us that has any real merit or value. If not, we are missing out on all that God is wanting us and wanting to do for us. We do not initiate the relationship with God. He has already initiated it. We need to respond to it. We cannot make God love us anymore. He gave His Son. He loved us supremely. We need to respond to that love. We are responding when we are responding to God. Then we are not getting all puffed up in our own works and boasting like the Pharisee was in Luke 18. We're not bragging about all we have been doing for God. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not from works, so that no one can boast." And we just sang the song and "Follow Me." And if you notice in the first part of verses 1 and 2, the first half of the verse was about all the stuff that man does, we would do, and then the second is what Christ has done, and then of course the last verse shows a true response to all of God's love, and that's what I'm. The point I'm trying to get is our works, anything we do, is a response to God's love. We read in 1 John 3:1, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this cause the world knows us not, because it knew Him not." If we're responding to God's word and we're walking, our walk will be in keeping with what God has called us to be, and that is His children. We might come, and then we can come experience the riches of His grace and the mercy and His love towards us in Christ by living in a manner that is fitting of a child of God. In Ephesians 2:10, the last verse that John read, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God aforetime prepared that we should walk in them." If we're doing these good works that we were created to do as a response to God's love, we can never be accused of trying to work our way to heaven. We will be his workmanship. And tonight, I asked you, how will you respond to God's love? Will you walk in them? If so, you may come as we stand and sing.